Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this spiritual Saturday, we want to continue our series of praying for the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, that we might have a greater amount of them. We've already prayed for more love and to have more joy, but it comes from Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Peace meaning the tranquility, the freedom from worry. But it's not just any peace. We want to have the peace of the Spirit of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7 says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, he says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And last, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23 says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, God is a God of peace, and he gives us that peace through Christ. So would you pray with me at this time so that we could have greater peace? Father in heaven, we thank you for the peace that we have if we are in Christ. We thank you for giving us the ability to be peaceful, and for the example of Paul, as well as others who were people of spiritual peace. Father, we desire to be individuals and families that are at peace with you, only through Jesus Christ, who he himself is our peace, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Father, we desire to be peaceful with others as well, with our family, our spouses, siblings, children or parents, even our extended families. We want to be peaceful with all of them, with all of our relationships in life, our family, our friends, our strangers, our enemies, especially as well, loving them as Jesus commanded to and praying for them more. Father, we thank you for peace, and we pray to find peace from your word, given to us by your Spirit, and to find peace from your Son and his example of peace as he went to the cross, knowing that he was becoming our peace, and his sacrifice is what gives us peace today. Father, we desire to promote peace within our own nation and every nation as well, between people of different skin colors, between people with different political views, between people with different backgrounds and different cultures. We want to promote peace and be peacemakers within our own nation, within our churches, within our communities. And Father, we ask that others would see our peace and ask how to attain it, and that they would seek and find the hope and peace that only Christ can give. Father, we thank you for the church around the world, and we pray that we would be peacemakers and not be drawn into the cares of the world, but instead helping to solve issues within our own communities. And Father, lastly, we pray for this peace to guard our minds and our hearts. We pray for people to pray more and for us to pray more. We pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief, and oft escaped the test.